If you please take your Bibles and turn with me now to Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. Our message series is called Real Answers About Heaven, and we've been looking at what the Bible tells us about various aspects of heaven. And in today's message, we actually get to go to heaven ourselves. Now, not literally. I'm not actually going to get you to heaven. But so far, we've been talking about heaven. We've been talking about heaven as God's dwelling place. We've been talking about heaven in your heart. We've been talking about various foretastes of heaven on earth. And now in our series, we get to the point now where we actually get to heaven. What is our experience going to be like when we get to heaven? And you can sum it all up with the three words from the title of today's message, Present with Christ. And it turns out that the first part of heaven, the first part that we're going to look about, is also the best part, that when we get to heaven, we will be with Jesus. And so our verse is a short one this morning. I'm just going to read it to you, Philippians 1:23, as we get started. It simply says, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Let us pray. Dear God, I pray that you would take this verse and the other verses we will be looking at this morning, and Lord, you will just impress upon our hearts the beauty of what it's going to be like to be in heaven, to be with Christ, which is better by far. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There's an old song, and the chorus goes like this. Everyone wants to go to heaven, Lord. Nobody wants to die. Okay, there's a paradox there, isn't it? We all want to go to heaven, but we all wish there was some way we could avoid that dying part, right? Somehow we could get around that. That would just be great. But that's part of what we're going to be looking at this morning. What happens when you die as a believer? What happens? Where do you go? And the Bible tells us you do not need to be afraid of dying, because when you die in Christ, you will go to be with Christ. You don't go to purgatory when you die. There's no purgatory. You don't go into a deep sleep where you have no consciousness at all when you die. The Bible teaches us that when you die in Christ, you go to be with Christ. You are present with Christ. Being with Jesus is the first part of heaven, and it's the best part of heaven. So let's see what the Bible says about being present with Christ after death. That's what we're going to look at this morning. There's an outline in your bulletin. If you'd like to follow along or take notes, I'd encourage you to take that out at this time. But we want to see, what does the Bible tell us about being present with Christ after death? And the first thing the Bible tells us is, it tells us a little bit about Christ. It tells us where Jesus is, that Jesus is in heaven right now. And that's important. We need to start there, because if we're going to be present with Christ after we die, it would be good to know where Christ is. And fortunately, the Bible tells us exactly where Christ is. He is in heaven right now. The Bible tells us that after Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God. For example, when we read about Jesus' ascension in Luke 24, we read, while he, Jesus, was blessing them, blessing his disciples, he left them and was taken where? He was taken up into heaven. Colossians 3:1 tells us, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. 1 Peter 3:22 puts it plainly, Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. People sometimes wonder, if Jesus rose from the dead, then why isn't he here right now? And the answer the Bible gives us is, he was here, but he didn't stay here. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God. Now, there are a number of purposes in Scripture that are associated with Christ's ascension into heaven. For example, the ascension of Christ means that Jesus returned to the Father. It means that Jesus took his place on the throne in heaven. It means that Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit. It means that Jesus prays for us. It means that Jesus will come again. All of those are associated in Scripture with Christ's ascension to heaven. But the purpose I want us to focus on this morning is this, that Jesus goes before you into heaven to prepare a place for you. Because that's what Jesus told his disciples in the upper room. It was the night before he died on the cross. John 14, 1 and 2, our memory verses for this week. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And so before Jesus died, he told his disciples where he was going. He said, I'm going to my Father's house. God's house is where God lives. And we've seen that where God lives is what we call heaven. Heaven is the dwelling place of God. And so Jesus is telling his disciples that he is going to heaven. And why does he go there? He goes before you to prepare a place for you. Part of that preparation was Jesus dying on the cross and dying on the cross for your sins and then his resurrection. Because Jesus not only needed to prepare a place for you in heaven for you, he needs to prepare you for a place in heaven. You ever think of that? It would be no good to prepare a place for you if he couldn't prepare you for that place. And so Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and he rose from the dead so that we could be forgiven and so that we could go to this place that he prepares for us. Which leads us to really our third point in this section, that Jesus will take you to be with him so that you may be where he is. John 14, verse 3. Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. This is the logical conclusion to Jesus going to heaven to prepare a place for you. He's not going to go to all the trouble preparing a place for you there if he's not also going to bring you there at some point, right? And so Jesus ascended to heaven. He sits at the right hand of God. He goes before you to prepare a place for you, and he will take you to be with him so that you also may be where he is. That's all under our first point this morning, is where is Christ? Jesus is in heaven right now. That leads us to our second point, which is when we die, we will go to be with Jesus. And because Jesus is in heaven, that means that we will go to be with him in heaven. Now, there are three things in particular that the Bible tells us about going to be with Jesus when we die. And I want us to look at those three things next. First of all, the Bible tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. Now look at 2 Corinthians 5 with me now, verses 6 through 8. The Apostle Paul writes, as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So what's Paul saying here? He's saying while you are on earth, you are at home in your body. Wherever you go, your body goes. At least that's the way it works for me. I hope it works that way for you too, right? Wherever you go, your body goes. You might switch houses. You might move across the country. You might change your address. But wherever you go, your body goes with you. And so while you are here on earth, you are present at all times with your body. Your body is your home. You are at home in your body. And Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 5, when you go to heaven, you will have a new home. Instead of being at home in the body, you will be at home with the Lord. And just as you are never away from your body in this life, so you will never be away from the Lord in the next life. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. When Jesus was dying on the cross, two thieves were crucified with him, one on his right, the other on his left. One of them just hurled insults at Christ, but the other one heard Jesus' words from the cross. And he believed. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise. I want you to notice that word, today. And then I want you to notice those two words following it, with me. Today, you will be with me in paradise. You see, for the believer, to die is to be with Christ, immediately to be with Christ, immediately to be present with Christ. It's your first part of heaven, and it's the best part of heaven. In fact, that's what makes it paradise, being with Christ. Pastor Colin Smith has written a wonderful book. It's a new book. It just came out last year. It's called Heaven, How I Got Here. And the whole book is written from the perspective of the thief on the cross, the thief who put his trust in Jesus. And it's written from his perspective right after he arrives in heaven after dying on the cross. It's a quick read. It's a short book. It's full of rich theological insight, and I highly recommend it to you. Let me share with you some of my favorite quotes from the book. Once again, all of these lines are spoken by the thief right after he arrives in heaven. So this is the thief speaking. Jesus had said, "You will be with me." And so it was. I was Jesus' last companion on earth and his first companion in heaven. Think about what happened to me. I trusted Christ and went to heaven all on the same day. I missed out on the entire Christian life. But here's what I discovered. Heaven does not depend on what you do for Christ, but on what he has done for you. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And when the moment came, I knew that I was not alone. I was accompanied, I was carried, I was taken up, and I was welcomed by Jesus himself. Death is a dark place, but Jesus had already been through it, and he had made it a safe place for me. It's a great book. I encourage you, if you're looking for some good summer reading, pick this one up. You will enjoy it. But that's the first thing you need to know about going to be with Jesus when you die. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. The second thing is this, that our bodies sleep, but our spirits are alive with Christ. Now, the Bible often uses this word sleeping to refer to those who've died. For example, when Jesus' friend Lazarus died, Jesus told his disciples, John chapter 11, told his disciples, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get better." But then we read this word of explanation in verse 13. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. Now, the Greek word that is translated to fall asleep here and elsewhere in the New Testament, this is a word that can mean either to sleep or to rest or simply just to lie down. But the important thing to understand here is that when the Bible talks about a person sleeping in death, it always refers to their body, not to their soul or their spirit. For example, we read in Matthew 27, verse 52, "The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life." Now, the word that's translated "died" there in that verse, that is the exact same word that was translated "fallen asleep" back in John chapter 11, verse 11. In fact, a number of Bible translations pick up on this, and they translate the word here as sleeping instead of dying. For example, in the ESV translation, "The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised." What I want you to notice in both cases, it is the body that is raised, not the person's soul or spirit. And the Bible makes it very clear that for the believer, when you die, your spirit is alive with Christ. For example, we could go to the book of Acts and look at the example of Stephen, the church's first martyr. Acts chapter 7, "But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.'" Stephen knew that his body was about to die, but he understood that Jesus stood ready to receive his spirit. Or you could go to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 and 23, which talk about heaven. It says, "You have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. So once again, the bodies of believers who have died, the bodies lie sleeping in the ground, but the spirits are with God in heaven. And so there's no such thing as soul sleep. Some religions teach soul sleep, that when you die, both your body and your soul are asleep and without consciousness. The Bible does not teach soul sleep. Our bodies sleep, but our spirits, our spirits and souls are alive with Christ. The Westminster Confession of Faith has some wonderful summaries of so much of the Bible's teaching. And I like their summary here so much about this teaching that we're looking at. It reads this way: the bodies of men after death return to dust and see corruption, but their souls, which neither die nor sleep, immediately return to God who gave them, where they behold the face of God in light and glory, waiting for the full redemption of their bodies. And so when the Bible talks about believers sleeping when they die, the Bible's not talking about your soul. It's talking about your body. And the reason the Bible does that is because when you fall asleep, when you take a nap, what do? You get back up again, right? That's the way it works. Well, that's exactly what is going to happen with our bodies at the resurrection. They will get back up again. And so our bodies sleep until Christ's return, but our spirits are alive with Christ. And then the third part of this is that being present with Christ is better by far. And that's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 1. He says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. And yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Paul was in prison. It was very possible that he would be executed. And so the possibility of death was very real for him. And he's really kind of debating, what do I want to do here? I desire to depart and be with Christ. That's better by far. But I know if I keep on living, then I can continue to serve God here. Because I really don't know what I want to do. But he does know this: to live is Christ, and to die is gain, and to depart and to be with Christ is better by far. And the fact that it is far better to be with Christ means that we will be consciously present with Christ after death. You see, we have some sense of Christ's presence even now, right? In this life. And to go from some sense of Christ's presence to no sense of Christ's presence, that would not be better. But if we go from some sense of Christ's presence to being actively and consciously present with Christ, that is better. And that is better by far. Now, there are other reasons why it is better to be with Christ also. We will be completely free from the power and presence of sin. That will be wonderful. We will also be free from the labor and toil of living on this planet that is under the curse of God for sin. No more labor or toil. For example, we read in Revelation 14:13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. And so to be present with Christ in heaven is to be blessed and to rest. You're blessed in his presence, and you are resting from labor and toil. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be any work for us to do in heaven. We'll get to that later in the series when we talk about what we're actually going to be doing in heaven. We have a whole message dedicated to that. There will be work to do in heaven, but it means that your work will no longer be painful toil. That's what that word actually means in Revelation 14. They will rest from their labor. It's the word for painful toil and labor. Your work will no longer be painful toil as it is under God's curse here on earth. And so on all accounts, the Bible is clear: to be present with Christ is better by far. Richard Baxter was a pastor in England back in the 1600s, and he wrote a beautiful hymn. And the whole hymn is based on this one verse from Philippians 1:23, that to depart and be with Christ is better by far. Let me just read you the words of this hymn. They're so beautiful. Lord, it belongs not to my care whether I die or live. To love and serve thee is my share, and this thy grace must give. If life be long, I will be glad that I may long obey. If short, yet why should I be sad to soar to endless day? Christ leads me through no darker rooms than he went through before. He that unto God's kingdom comes must enter by this door. Come, Lord, when grace has made me meet thy blessed face to see. For if thy work on earth be sweet, what will thy glory be? Then shall I end my sad complaints in weary, sinful days, and join with the triumphant saints to sing Jehovah's praise. My knowledge of that life is small, the eye of faith is dim, but 'tis enough that Christ knows all, and I shall be with him. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. Our bodies sleep, but our spirits are alive with Christ, and being present with Christ is better by far. So that's our second point this morning, that when we die, we will go to be with Jesus in heaven. Point number one, where is Jesus? Jesus is in heaven right now. Point number two, when we die, we will go to be with Jesus. And now finally, our third point is that we still await the resurrection. Do you remember some of those old television commercials? They'd be advertising a product, and they would tell you everything that the product does, or if it was a mail order, all that you were going to get if you mailed away. And then after they really built it up good, then the announcer would say, but wait, there's more. And then they tell you some more that it does, and then they go, but wait, there's more. Or you're going to get all this, but wait, there's more. And that sort of became the tagline of the commercials. And that's sort of what our third point is like this morning. We've looked at some wonderful things. Yes, Jesus is in heaven right now. And yes, when you die as a believer, you go to be with Jesus in heaven. And yes, being present with Christ is better by far. But wait, there's more. Because we still await the resurrection. In other words, this first stage of heaven is temporary. Eternal life is eternal, but this first stage of heaven is temporary. For example, we read in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, John's vision. He shares what he saw about believers who had died for their faith. He says, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord? Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer. So these are believers who have died and they've gone to be with Jesus in heaven, which is better by far, and yet they were still not in their final state. They were told to wait a little longer. What does that mean? It means the first stage of heaven is temporary. We often call it the intermediate state because there is still more to come. Now, the intermediate state is still better by far than our present life, but it cannot compare to our final state when Christ returns. David Calhoun writes, the bliss of the intermediate state is infinitely more to be desired than anything that can come to us on earth. It is less desirable only than the completed redemption yet to come. The salvation is complete, but it is as yet only an incomplete man that is saved. Your salvation is complete, and yet you are not complete yet because your body still lies in the ground, even though your spirit is with God and with Christ in heaven. And so the first stage of heaven is temporary. It's still heaven because heaven is where God lives. And so you are with God and you are with Christ, but it is heaven in heaven instead of heaven on earth. So what is this more that the Bible speaks of? When Christ returns to earth, he will raise our bodies and bring us with him. When Christ returns to earth, he will raise our bodies and bring us with him. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 now, where Paul writes this. He says, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first." When you die as a believer, what happens? Your body goes into the ground. Your spirit goes to be with Christ in heaven. And when Christ returns, he will raise our bodies and he will bring us back with him. And so we will live with Christ forever in the new heaven and the new earth. And that's what we read in the next verse, verse 17 in 1 Thessalonians 4. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Remember what Jesus said in John 14? It's where we started this morning. "In my Father's house are many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Here's how it works. When you die, you go to God's house in heaven. When Jesus returns, Jesus brings God's house with him to earth. And he also brings you with him. And so you will be with the Lord forever in his house. As David said in Psalm 23, verse 6, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So yes, dying and going to be with Christ in heaven is better by far, but God tells us that the better is going to become the best because we still await the resurrection. The first stage of heaven is only temporary. And when Christ returns, he will raise our bodies and bring us with him, and we will live with Christ forever in the new heaven and the new earth. Now, these are wonderful truths, and you'll notice at the bottom of your outline, I have 3 points of application. Let me just go through those briefly for you. First of all, this teaching from the Bible gives you great confidence. That's the main word in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8. This teaching from the Bible gives you great confidence. You don't have to be afraid of dying because you know that to live is Christ and to die is gain. Secondly, this teaching from the Bible gives you great hope. You are going to see Jesus immediately. When you die, you will go to be with him. You don't have to wait for the resurrection. You're going to see Christ. And thirdly, this teaching from the Bible brings you great comfort because it tells us that your loved ones who have already died in Christ are present with Christ right now, conscious, alive, aware, rejoicing in God's presence, and you will see them again. Jesus is in heaven right now. When you die in Christ, you'll go to be with him. The Bible says that to be present with Christ is better by far. But wait, there's more. Because as good as it is being with Jesus in heaven, we still await the resurrection, where we will all live with Christ forever in God's house in the new heaven and the new earth. But you know what the common element is, both in the intermediate state of heaven up in heaven and in the final state of heaven here on earth? You know what's common in both of those? It's Christ. Whether in heaven, up in heaven, or in heaven on earth below, you will be with Jesus. Because heaven is where God lives. It is God's house. It is Jesus' home. And going to heaven means being present with Christ. It's the first part of heaven, and it's the best part of heaven. We're going to be with Jesus forever. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for your word this morning. Lord, I pray that you would indeed give us confidence and hope and comfort from these teachings from your word. Lord, these are things we would not know if you had not revealed them to us. And so, Lord, thank you for making these things clear and giving us the hope and comfort we need for the life to come. Lord, we thank you for the testimony of the thief on the cross, for your word of assurance to him, today you will be with me in paradise. And Lord, as we take our dying breath, you speak those same words to us. Oh Lord, we desire to be with you. We desire to be with you forever. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.